Cool, blimey, into part three. Right, yes, I must consider extending my boot time. Okay, so yeah, are we still living in a Christian country? I suppose on paper we are. In reality, I don't think so. Churches aren't exactly bursting at the seams on a Sunday morning anymore. People aren't God-fearing anymore. I guess morality has probably slipped quite a lot since the demise of religion. There are many other factors to that. There's nothing wrong with living to a high moral code. I hold many Christian morals, I suppose, but I just don't need to sort of stand in a freezing cold building on a Sunday morning and sing songs about it. It's just about living your life better, isn't it? And treating people better, really. That's all it's about. Nothing more, really. Nothing more. Okay, I'm going to leave that one now. Science, here we go. You are obviously a very well-read person, Chris. Either that or you've just gone on Wikipedia quickly before you posted this boot to me. The list of scientists that you name, obviously I'm familiar with all of them. I'm not necessarily familiar with all of their specific work. However, the majority of them were part of the, shall we say, the scientific revolution, if you like. Now, I appreciate that spans a good couple of hundred years, really. So, yes, to say they are religious or from a religious, led a religious lifestyle, etc., is fine, and I agree, they probably were. They were investigating science in isolation. They all sort of discovered or researched one specific aspect of this big circle that now encompasses the word science. And to focus on one thing, like the movement of the planets or whatever, doesn't really denounce religion. That's just one small aspect of science. It's when we look back now, a couple hundred years later, and see all of the little things that these very clever and very, very intelligent guys put together, we can now see the whole picture. And when you put all of those little things that they all researched in isolation together, that's when the whole religious belief thing starts to fall apart, because in isolation, not one of those things could really denounce the church. However, put them all together, and the picture becomes a hell of a lot clearer. As for Mr. Dawkins, I like Mr. Dawkins. I've never read any of his work. I don't feel I need to read anybody else's rants about religion. I do that enough myself. If I was being cynical, yes, he has said he wishes he kept his trap shut. Is that just really because he wants to sell a few? He could have sold a few more books if he took a more, how can we say, understated approach to his beliefs? I don't know. It looks like we're going to part four.